How many people do you know who struggle with their health? Chances are, whether they show it or not, most of the people in your life do. And chances are, you're one of them. Whether you're dealing with anxiety, depression, endometriosis, acne, eczema, autoimmune, thyroid, Lyme, brain fog, fatigue, or any other symptom or condition, you're far from alone. Living with symptoms has become the new normal. So no more guessing games. It's time to get answers. Welcome to the Medical Medium Podcast. I'm Anthony Williams.
We're talking about Epstein-Barr virus. It's taking off like a rocket, just like SOC and I predicted. Everyone and their cousin and their third cousin and grandmother and friend of a friend's friend is coming down with symptoms from Epstein-Barr. Neurological, but yet to the doctor and friends and family around the person struggling, it's not logical. Instead, seemingly illogical. But that's what Epstein-Barr does. It breaks people's confidence and then some. Hold on to the railing because we need to discuss and take a ride on the Epstein-Barr bus. Over 100 years of confusion. That's right, confusion. People being lost, totally confused about what they're dealing with. Doctors not knowing what the problem is. People suffering, symptoms, conditions, all kinds of diseases, and no one has a clue. Epstein-Barr, one of the rulers of people's pain and suffering. Because of a lack of understanding, a lack of information out there, nobody knew that Epstein-Barr was causing so much trouble. Instead, people were conditioned and taught to actually view a symptom or a condition as the problem. No root cause, no understanding of what's causing a problem, complete mystery, mystery chronic illness everywhere. You learn a name, a condition, the name of a condition, a diagnosis, a disease, and then you listen to that name, and then that's what's wrong. Not, hey, Epstein-Barr is underneath it all, causing it all. And really, in the end, it's Epstein-Barr, not the name of the condition. Someone's told you got fibromyalgia, but really, it's Epstein-Barr. Somebody's told you got Hashimoto's thyroiditis, but really, it's Epstein-Barr. Someone told you you got multiple sclerosis, but really, it's Epstein-Barr. And then one of the new ones, somebody told you it's long COVID. But it's Epstein-Barr. We can play this game all day. Autoimmune, chronic fatigue, Lyme disease, Epstein-Barr. Before medical medium information, everybody thought Epstein-Barr just caused mono, mononucleosis. You come down with mono, you got a little malaise, a little fatigue, maybe a mild fever, you're a little tired, a little bit of brain fog, you got mono. That's all. And it's going to go away, you move on with your life, and you never think about it again. And like many people, you just live your life. Just move on. You go to school, you meet somebody, you get married, maybe you have children, maybe you don't. You just live your life, do your thing, do your career. And then, one day, you wake up in the morning, and then smack, you're sick. And you don't know why, and it's time to doctor shop. And maybe that doctor is focused on your thyroid this time. Looking at your thyroid, they think there's a problem. Maybe there's nodules, cysts. Maybe it's thyroid cancer. Maybe it's just Hashimoto's, thyroiditis. Maybe it's hypothyroidism, Graves, hyperthyroidism. All of it, guess what? Epstein-Barr. And maybe that doctor is now focused on reproductive system, ovarian cysts. Epstein-Barr. And say you wake up in the morning one day, you wake up, you crawl out of bed, and now you're on the floor because the room was spinning. You actually felt like gravity was yanking you down. You got vertigo. You're at the doctor's office. They say it's vertigo. But really what it is, it's Epstein-Barr. And maybe you're somebody with hearing problems. You start to hear a ringing in your ear. It started out with low ringing, and then it got louder, and then it was intermittent, and then it was permanent. You go to the doctor. Doctor says you got tinnitus. But really, it's Epstein-Barr again. If you catch Epstein-Barr, it goes through an initial dormant period of floating around in your bloodstream, doing little more than slowly replicating itself to build its numbers. That's when the Epstein-Barr is waiting, patiently, waiting for you to be triggered, waiting for your immune system to get lower. An opportunity to launch an attack. An opportunity to actually grow into more of a direct infection. Maybe you're deficient at that time in vitamins and minerals. Maybe you're zinc deficient. Most everybody is. Maybe you're B12 deficient. Most everybody is. Maybe you're going through a stressful time, a struggle. Maybe you're being compromised by some kind of exposure. And what if you're somebody and you just got betrayed? Betrayal is a big one. Knocks the immune system down really low. Gets the adrenals revved up, releasing adrenaline. A lot of panic and fear occur. Being betrayed, being stabbed in the back, is an immune system buster. Relationship breakups are a huge opportunity for Epstein-Barr to sneak in, build an infection, root itself into the organs, make a home, make a nice nest. Because the immune system is preoccupied. What is the immune system preoccupied with? To begin with, when we get betrayed and we're struggling, we get stabbed in the back, going through a relationship problem or a friendship problem where we feel hurt, misunderstood, not heard, or just let down. We don't sleep as good. Our sleep isn't powerful. It's not restful. We wake up throughout the night. We think about the problems. We stay up too late thinking about it and worrying. We wake up really early because we're not at peace. Our immune cells aren't restoring fast enough. In fact, they're actually being eaten up. They're becoming deficient. They're not getting the rest they need. And then our brains, they short circuit. They're thinking about the problems. The wires in our brain are being crossed. Crossed in the sense where neurons are firing rapidly. Brain heat is exceeding. And as we're trying to sleep, our brain is hotter than normal. All day long, our brain is hotter than normal when we're betrayed or having a struggle of some kind emotionally. And when our brains are that hot and electrical impulses are firing that hot, brain cells start to cook. Neurons start to stress. Neurotransmitter chemicals start to burn out. And the immune cells, they take the hit from this. And when our brain is short-circuiting, it sends messages to our adrenals. Fight or flight. There's a problem. Unease, unrest, no peace. And the adrenals, they're flooding. They're releasing a flood of adrenaline. And that adrenaline, it's torture on immune cells. Immune cells get scorched. They get burned by adrenaline. And then if the betrayal is calmed down and there's peace for the moment, the war's not on, relationship is coming together. It might be just in time for the immune cells to rebound, adrenaline to calm down, brain heat to lower, neurotransmitter chemicals to rebuild, and then we're happy again. And then something else happens. Maybe somebody cheats on somebody. Maybe there's a big misunderstanding. It's not getting patched up. Back into fight or flight, back into the whole thing all over again. But it's the second time or third or fourth time. And then a little bit of sleep doesn't restore the person enough. A little bit of this and that foods don't restore the person quick enough. And then they start getting sick and they're like, what's going on now? The thing is about Epstein-Barr is it has patience. Inhumanly, it can wait and it could sit there and be inhumanly patient. The stage one process is when it's fortifying itself, it's waiting for an opportunity. And all these different things and different factors are there chipping away at the person, changing the scale, so the scale's being tipped, until one day that patient Epstein-Barr that's been waiting and sitting there in the body starts to take off. And we hit stage two, Epstein-Barr. And that's when Epstein-Barr wants to challenge you, wants to challenge your immune system. It has an uprising, becomes a rebel, goes rogue, and it wants to challenge you in every sense. Because that's when Epstein-Barr first makes its presence known by turning into what doctors call mononucleosis. Medical professionals, doctors worldwide don't know that mononucleosis is stage two Epstein-Barr. They just think it's mononucleosis. And they'll tell you it's contagious. It's the kissing disease. So you got to look out. Avoid bodily fluids. Don't kiss anyone. But what they don't know is even when the mono's gone, it's gone. They got a clear bill of health. The doctors aren't worried. You can still transfer mono to somebody, but it's not in the form of mono. It's in the form of Epstein-Barr. That means no matter what, bodily fluids can transfer Epstein-Barr, the virus, to the other person. But during the phase of mononucleosis, stage two, your body's immune system goes to war with the virus. It sends identifier cells to tag viral cells by placing a hormone on or around them that is released from your adrenal glands and processed and activated by your liver to mark viral cells as invaders, the enemy. It then sends soldier cells to seek out and kill the tagged viral cells. This is the powerful immune system that's inside your body, the one you have. It's working for you in your defense. How severe the mono is depends and varies on what's happening with the person. Any exposures? Do they smoke? Do they vape? Do they drink? Do they do recreational drugs? Are they on pharmaceuticals prescribed by their doctor? Are they under stress? Toxic heavy metal exposure, fragrance exposure, MSG exposure, caffeine addictions, all of these play a role. And then, what kind of virus is it? It's an Epstein-Barr virus. But what strain? And what foods are you eating? Epstein-Barr loves its favorite foods. Are you eating eggs every day? Are you eating dairy products? Are you having gluten? Original viruses of the Epstein-Barr were raised in eggs a long time ago. Classified medical research and science raised Epstein-Barrs in labs in eggs, raw eggs. So if you're eating eggs and you have an aggressive form of Epstein-Barr, it's going to feed on the eggs and it's going to change the variation of your illness, the variation of what you're suffering from, whether it's a high fever or higher fever, more aches and pains, more sickness, swollen throat. Some people have a mild mono where they don't need a steroid. And some people have such a severe case of mono, they're on heavy-duty steroids. And a lot of times, along with the mono, comes a strep infection, strep throat, and mono at the same time. In stage two, mononucleosis, as your immune system overcomes the virus, takes over, and beats it down, some of the virus that's still alive runs for the hills. It runs for the organs. It runs for the liver, the spleen. It looks for a hiding place, and then it goes dormant. Some hiding places can be the reproductive system. Other hiding places can be organs like the pancreas even. And then things calm down, and you're starting to get better. You're past the mono. You're actually on the home stretch. You're living your life again. You're actually going places, doing things. You're not thinking about mono anymore. And you're on track. Years can go by and everything's okay. And then your immune system lowers. And then the Epstein-Barr takes advantage again. And that's when Epstein-Barr stage three happens. The virus has been camping out for many years, sitting inside organs, nesting, dormant. But then starting to recharge and rebuild itself. Eventually, it waits for this one moment. You had an exposure or a trigger or something that knocked your immune system down. And then it took off. It went running. The Epstein-Barr tries to find the thyroid. And when it finds the thyroid, it attaches itself to the thyroid tissue and it starts to drill in. And this is when women and men get the diagnosis of hypothyroidism. But not only hypothyroidism, any kind of thyroid condition can occur. If anyone has a thyroid condition at all, they're already at stage 3 Epstein-Barr. And if someone has a thyroid condition, along with other symptoms, a whole host of other symptoms and conditions diagnosed, that means their Epstein-Barr went into stage 4, but they still have their stage 3 problems, like a thyroid issue. So let's talk about Epstein-Barr stage 4. The ultimate goal of the Epstein-Barr virus is for some of its viral cells to venture past your thyroid and inflame your central nervous system. And this can happen when your immune system has been beaten down enough over the years. This is when the central nervous system gets inflamed. Your nerves, your vagus nerves, phrenic nerves, other nerves inside the body, actually get inflamed from neurotoxins produced by the Epstein-Barr virus. Stage 4 Epstein-Barr is when the neurological system is affected in a different way, where you get lots of tingles and numbness, all kinds of different tics and spasms, pain all through the body. This is when the nervous system, the nerve cells, become allergic to the neurotoxins. Stage 4 Epstein-Barr can be really difficult for a lot of people. They can live with it their entire life. It hits the nerves in so many ways, creates confusion, lots of doctor appointments, lots of mystery chronic illness. And normally, the person gets diagnosed with lupus or multiple sclerosis, fibromyalgia, or even Lyme disease. And really, it's stage 4 Epstein-Barr. Epstein-Barr is on the rise. More and more people are coming down with symptoms and conditions because of Epstein-Barr. But with the right information and the knowledge of understanding Epstein-Barr, you can actually get past it, move through it, put it behind you, and heal. Doctors are now testing for Epstein-Barr and connecting the dots because of medical medium information, the first of its kind, to talk about how Epstein-Barr creates neurological symptoms. And it isn't just mono where someone gets tired or fatigued. It's more than that. It's actually neurological symptoms, just like Epstein-Barr stage 4. And now doctors are connecting the dot, and they're actually moving people forward by at least testing for Epstein-Barr, but there's still more to understand, like protocols and how to heal from Epstein-Barr, and that's the most important. You can find How to Heal and learn more about Epstein-Barr in the Medical Medium book series. It's a slowdown, a viral hoedown. Get the sheriff. Drive this bug out of town. We're gonna kill that bug and blast it on surround sound. Don't frown. You're blessed, you know why you're unwell. Anyone that doubts your suffering can rot in hell. A brain screw, decades of confused doctor gurus. Some people, they were told to not care because maybe their pain was not really there. But that's not true. Their pain was there and real. What about you? Was your pain surreal? Or did your pain years later come down the lane? In your life, were you driving almost insane? Did your latest symptom seal the deal? Were you told you were to blame? Or was it your latest meal? Did your health feel like a game? Send a postcard to yourself that says, hey, I'm moving forward. I'm moving out of its pathway. As it shames me every day, no more hiding bug. Come out, wherever you are. And please, let's play. Let me be. There's nothing that's gonna stop me from overcoming the mental torture and the symptoms that you gave me, bug. It's time to learn and heal. It's time to get past this trial. It's time to rival the virus and destroy its survival.
Original published medical medium information gets stolen and poached by podcast doctors, social media doctors, influencers, and medical clinics. Medical medium information has never yet been proven wrong by medical science and research. Instead, the opposite, only proven right and then taken from medical medium published material and used in the conventional and alternative health communities. Medical medium information continually sets the stage for medical science to understand chronic illness better. If you choose to share or use the original, unique content from the Medical Medium podcast, books, or Medical Medium social media, please cite where this information comes from, so others who see and learn of this information have a chance to know where it all originates, to give them an opportunity to heal, so they don't end up losing years of their life searching for answers like so many have before them. The Medical Medium information here on this podcast doesn't come from broken science, interest groups, medical funding with strings attached, botched research, lobbyists, internal kickbacks, persuaded belief systems, private panels of influencers, health field payoffs, trendy traps, or gathered bits and pieces of gimmicky confusion. Because chronic illness is exploding like never before in our modern day history, it takes a greater force than us down here. It takes a helping hand from above. Medical medium information has street cred. It's an organic movement of countless people around the world healing. More healing stories of real people not being paid to tell their life-changing experiences of rising out of the ashes of sickness and entering into the light of full recovery, getting their lives back and finally healing when nothing else in the world of health could move the needle and get them better. The information on this podcast is not man-made. It comes from above, from a higher source. Whatever you believe in, whether God, the universe, the light, or the creator, or if you believe in nothing at all, that we're just floating through space together on this rock, know that the information you hear on this podcast is separate from all the other noise out there. It comes from a different place, a pure, untampered with, advanced, clean, uncorrupted, original, primary source, a higher source, spirit of compassion.